This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Selling lawmakers on farm to school. Fact sheet on pesticide notifications. Mexico and Canadian tariffs still on. And probationary firings questioned. Ross hopes to reinvigorate farm-to-school funding. Governor Gavin Newsom's farm-to-school initiative, launched in 2020 with $10 million in funding and received $32 million the following year. As the state budget deficit took shape, however, the money slowed to a trickle. The legislature authorized $62 million in 2022, but the administration delayed the spending. CDFA received $5 million in new allocations for the last 2 years. With the state budget roughly balanced under Newsom's spending plan, the department is now asking for $25 million for the program in the form of discretionary spending from the General Taxpayer Fund. Most of the money, $20 million, would support incubator grants, prioritizing applications focused on environmental goals, social equity, and economic improvement. The allocation would also fund technical assistance grants to help school districts with local sourcing. CDFA would spend $800,000 on events and training sessions for contractors and $350,000 to track the program's success. It would spend another $250,000 each on outreach, connecting educators to food professionals and food safety training. During a budget subcommittee hearing last week, CDFA Secretary Karen Ross stressed that the program has been tremendously oversubscribed, providing a good base on which to say we can put this money out and put it to work in local communities. Ross argued the program is investing in children, combating chronic diseases, and supporting local, small, resilient farms and food systems, along with BIPOC farmers. She suggested it would help counter the state's growing trend of losing small farms. DPR issues fact sheet for notification system. The Department of Pesticide Regulation plans to launch Spray Days on March 24th. The digital notification tool will alert the public of pesticide applications within a one-mile radius. Growers are required to submit notices of intent to apply restricted pesticides, which will inform Spray Days tool. The website will alert users and display notifications of the application of soil fumigants 48 hours before their application, 24 hours in advance of other restricted pesticides. It also allows users to enter a postal code and view a map of nearby applications. Trump, Mexico and Canada tariffs will go forward. President Trump says he'll still intends to impose tariffs on Mexico and Canada next week. The tariffs were slated to go into effect February 4th, but Canadian and Mexican leaders secured a temporary reprieve just hours before the tariffs were to come into effect. The 25% duties were reduced to 10% on Canadian energy exports, now scheduled to begin March 4th. Trump told reporters yesterday, "We're on time with the tariffs. It'll be good for our country." Of note, Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron in Washington yesterday. At the same press conference, Macron reiterated that France is committed to fair competition and smooth trade. Trump has directed administration officials to study the use of tariffs to retaliate against European tech policies that the president says are targeting U.S. firms. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value. connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Special counsel, probationary firings likely violated law. The head of a U.S. watchdog agency says that firing thousands of probationary federal employees without an individualized cause is likely illegal. Hampton Dellinger, who is contesting his own termination by Trump as special counsel, said yesterday the firing seemed to violate, quote, provisions establishing rules for reductions in force. Dellinger's statement came after he submitted a request Friday to the Merit System Protection Board to stay the firings of six individual probationary employees. A statement issued by the Office of Special Counsel says Dellinger, quote, believes other probationary employees are similarly situated to the six workers for whom he's currently seeking relief. Dellinger is considering ways to seek relief for a broader group without the need for individual filings with OSC. Now take note, termination notices included a provision alleging the firing was based on performance. Workers can't ignore homework. The Office of Personnel Management said federal employees can safely ignore the agency's email that asked them to list their accomplishments from the last week. The Washington Post reported that OPM officials told human resources officers on a call yesterday that employees did not have to answer the email. Elon Musk, head of the so-called Department of Government Efficiency, has threatened on X that a non-response would result in termination. USDA sued over climate webpage removals. Environmental groups have sued USDA for removing webpages related to climate change, including those on climate smart agriculture and conservation. Earth Justice, the Environmental Working Group, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and the Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York filed a lawsuit yesterday seeking a court order pushing the agency to restore access to key sites and preventing further removals. USDA employees were ordered to remove web pages related to climate change in January. The lawsuit alleges that the website purge violates three federal laws, including the Freedom of Information Act, Paperwork Reduction Act, and the Administrative Procedure Act. USDA's irrational climate change purge doesn't just hurt farmers, researchers, and advocates. It also violates federal law several times over, said Jeffrey Stein, Earth Justice Associate Attorney, in a statement. USDA should be working to protect our food system from droughts, wildfires, and extreme weather, not denying the public access to critical resources. FDA names acting head of human foods efforts. The Food and Drug Administration has named a new acting deputy commissioner for human foods following Jim Jones' resignation last week. Kyle Diamantis will oversee the agency's nutrition and food safety effort and serve as a, quote, critical liaison between the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services, that according to his new bio. Diamantis is a registered attorney in Florida. He most recently worked with food and beverage industry clients for global corporate law firm Jones Day, as first reported by Bloomberg. Jones, who was the first deputy commissioner for human foods, resigned last week. He cited layoffs in the program as the main reason for his departure. Here's today's final word. We're working on a plan to fix it, whether through legislation or executive action by President Trump. That GOP Representative Doug LaMalfa of Richvale taking aim at two national monuments in California that former President Joe Biden designated just before leaving office last month. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, February 25th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.